We're back in studio with 14-year-old TJ Seblum and talking about his second day buck, and I appreciate you hanging around and giving us a little more time.
No problem.
Sharing your story here with us. We talked about how you went out on Saturday morning and you didn't see really much that morning except for one doe, was it?
Yeah.
And then you eventually took a walk, came back, and your dad spotted a deer coming. Was it from the left?
Yeah, it was from the left. Then it kept heading towards us, and he started to pick up pace a little bit. And I didn't quite have a shot yet, so I grunted at him once, and he didn't stop, and I grunted again. He stopped, I had the shot lined up, and then boom.
Awesome. And at what point did you realize, holy cow, this is a buck?
Once we saw him come out from behind the tree down to the left, and we could see the antlers.
How far away was he at that point?
Probably about close to 100 yards, maybe.
Okay. And then how close was he when you eventually decided to take the shot?
About 65 yards.
Okay, so still a fair poke. I mean, you had to hold it together. Now, think back to last year's first buck. Do you remember shaking or anything like that?
I think it was a little bit shakier last year when that buck came in.
And so this year, I would assume you still had got the shakes, but probably after you pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
And that's usually when it happens. It still happens for me once in a while,
yeah.
You know? That's still part of the reason why we still go out there and do it, is to get that adrenaline rush. And tell me what it was like, though. You took your time to take this shot when he stopped?
Yeah.
After grunting? I mean, how long between when you grunted and you pulled the trigger?
Probably about a second.
Wow, that quick.
Because I was following him, but then once I got him to stop, I shot him.
Okay, and how good was the shot? How far did he go?
He ran about 80 yards. My dad thought that I had missed him because we went down there to where I shot him. There was no blood, but there was some hair. And then we tracked him about 80 yards, and I was probably about 10 yards ahead of my dad, and I spotted him.
Okay, so you actually didn't have any blood to go by. You just assumed you had the right set of deer tracks in the snow.
Yeah.
And then at any point, did you see any blood in the snow at all?
No.
He never bled?
No.
Wow. Where'd you end up hitting him?
It went in through the lungs because he was quartered towards us, but then it had gone back and hit his liver and never exited.
Well, so it stayed inside the cavity then, inside the rib cage, huh? Oh, that's a little bit unfortunate, but thank goodness you stayed on him. We had a little tracking snow for you. And what did you feel like when you saw that buck?
I was glad that I didn't miss. We had just left our stuff up back at the blind to go down and see if we could see where it was or anything. So then we had to go head back up to the blind and get our stuff, and then we went back down.
And did you end up getting this out on your own?
Mostly.
Yeah? I imagine Dad held some legs or something for you.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Well, congratulations, 2 years in a row. Nice 8-pointer this year, and we'll get the picture up with our story that your buddy Terry sent us of your nice buck. So thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
TJ Seblum, 14 years old, second buck, 8-pointer on second day of season, telling us all the good details here on the Outdoor Show.